Awful. Just awful. That's really the only way to describe the Christmas fire that killed three little girls and their maternal grandparents in Stamford, Connecticut. Firefighters who tried to stop it are being offered counseling. Stamford Fire Marshal Barry Callahan has been trying to explain the fire. He said it started on the first floor of the home from hot fireplace ash and embers. The New York Times reports those embers were put in a bag and left in the mudroom. If anything, maybe the fire can serve to remind us just what to do with embers and ash. Robert Ross is the state fire marshal for Connecticut. Rob, start with what you do with ash after a fire in a fireplace. Now, people in our office have been saying, well, aren't you supposed to take it out after a fire? But isn't it safer to let ash and embers, you know, die out right there in the fireplace?
When you're dealing with ash and embers, whether it's a wood stove, pellet stove, fireplace, any of those materials, you should never assume that they're fully out.
Mm-hmm.
They should be left in the fireplace if it can be closed down and secure and left to cool down, that's fine.
When you say closed down, if you don't have a glass screen, let's say, if you just have a standing fireplace screen, is that enough? Because the fear, I guess, is that some of those embers might jump out of the fireplace.
You're correct. If there isn't a screen on it, if there isn't a door on it, if it can't be closed down and sealed up and left to burn out, you know, then obviously the ash and embers need to be removed. Either way, whether you think they're cool, whether they're still hot, they need to go into a metal container. They need to be removed totally away from any structure, put out in the middle of the yard. And even if you think they're out, they still should be wet down.
You say metal structure, and from all reports, these embers were put in a bag, which is heartbreaking because, of course, that's flammable. But there are these metal structures. I think they're called coal hobs. You know, you've seen them, sort of cans that are by fireplaces or, you know, metal buckets. But that's what you mean.
That's what we're talking about. Some kind of metal bucket, metal container. They're designed for that. They can be bought at hardware stores, the fireplace or wood stove supply stores, but they should be put into a container that is made of metal. They should be removed fully from the house, not left anywhere within the building, next to the building, and they should be wet down. Even if you think it's, you know, it's been overnight, it's been a full day, there still could be a hot ember in there and a reignition could occur.
Okay, so what we're hearing is if you don't feel comfortable leaving embers and ash in a fireplace, in other words, if you don't have a screen or a glass that can go in front of the fireplace and keep sparks from jumping out, you should remove them, but only in a metal container and only by taking them far away from the house and only by wetting them down. But that far away from the house, we just want to underscore that because another colleague, in fact, the host of Morning Edition here in Boston, shared a story about how this, you know, kind of the same thing happened. Some guys were cleaning up a big old house in New Hampshire after a ski trip, and someone said, where should I put the embers? And someone said, oh, put it in the thing by the fireplace. He meant the coal hob, this bucket. But what the fellow saw was a paper bag with newspapers in it. He put the embers in that and brought it out to the barn. 2 days later, Rob, 2 days later, those embers reignited and burned down the barn and the house. And, of course, very different story. No one was killed. But it underscores, if you don't wet down embers, 2 days later they could flame up.
You're correct. I mean, that's why we say, you know, you should never take the assumption that what you've removed is fully out. There could be a significant large piece that has a small ember burning in there, and it's just going to sit and fester, and 2 days later it burns down a barn.
Robert Ross, State Fire Marshal in Connecticut. And, you know, just a terrible, terrible story there in Stamford. But I mentioned a friend who had this happen, you know, embers in a paper bag lead to a fire. This story came to us because, you know, of course, the horrible tragedy, but have you seen it before?
It's a common problem. We've seen it, in the town where I formerly was a fire chief in one of the districts. We had a significant apartment complex that had fireplaces, and there were several fires over my career where people took ashes out, put them in a box, put them out on the back porch thinking they were out, and, several units were burned out.
No.
People can never make the assumption that the ash is fully out. It's just one thing you just don't want to ever take for granted.
Rob, thanks so much.
Thank you.